He asked her one day why she didn't accomplish more. She said, "I don't have any time." He said, "How many hours are there in the day?" She said, 24. He said, "Nonsense. There are as many hours in a day as you put into it." David Tudor and I went up to New Haven to do a television class for the New Haven State Teachers College. That college specializes in teaching by means of television. What they do is to make a tape, audio and visual, and then broadcast it at a later date early in the morning. In the course of my talking, I said something about the purpose of purposelessness. Afterward, one of the teachers said to the head of the music department, "How are you going to explain that to the class next Tuesday?" Anyway, we finished the TV business, drove back to the school, and I asked the teachers to recommend some secondhand bookstores in New Haven for David Tudor and me to visit. They did. A half hour later, when we walked into one of them, the book dealer said, "Mr. Tudor, Mr. Cage?" I said, "Yes." He said, "You're to call the State Teachers College." I did. They said the television class we had recorded had not been recorded at all. Apparently someone forgot to turn something on. On the way back from New Haven, we were driving along the Housatonic. It was a beautiful day. We stopped to have dinner, but the restaurants at the river's edge turned out not to be restaurants at all, but dark, run-down bars with, curiously, no views of the river. So we drove on to Newtown, where we saw many cars parked around a restaurant that appeared to have a colonial atmosphere. I said, "All those cars are a good sign. Let's eat there." When we got in, we were in a large dining room with very few other people eating. The waitress seemed slightly giddy. David Tudor ordered some ginger ale and after quite a long time was served some Coca-Cola, which he refused. Later we both ordered parfaits. Mine was to be chocolate, his to be strawberry. As the waitress entered the kitchen, she shouted, "Two chocolate parfaits." When David Tudor explained to her later that he had ordered strawberries, she said they must have made some mistake in the kitchen. I said, "There must be another dining room in this building with a lot of people eating in it." The waitress said, "Yes, it's downstairs. And there are only two of us for each floor, and we keep running back and forth." Then we had to go back to New Haven to do the TV class over again. This time on the way back, it was a very hot and humid day. We stopped again in Newtown, but at a different place, and for some ice. There was a choice: raspberry, grape, lemon, orange, and pineapple. I took grape. It was refreshing. I asked the lady who served it whether she had made it. She said yes. I said, "Is it fresh fruit?" She said, "It's not fresh, but it's fruit." Betty told me that when she was in New Zealand, she was informed that none of the mushrooms growing wild there was poisonous.
I hope I'm not addicted to angel dust.
Oh, ah, ah, ah. Wearlings, wenlings, daughters of if but, offspring of hope, fear, sons of unless and children of almost, never shall guess the dimension of him.
I rang the doorbell. Bulik opened it and said, "You're half an hour early. Come back at the proper time." I had library books with me and decided to kill two birds with one stone. So I went to the library to return the books, found some new ones, and then came back to Bulig's house and again rang the doorbell. He was furious when he opened the door. He said, "Now you're half an hour late." He took me into the house and lectured me for 2 hours on the importance of time.
Indeterminacy is a fantastic composition. That vocal, A Flower, was a fantastic rendition of the composition. I've experimented with a couple of new wirings over here. It's a fantastic life. Reminds me of that Ed Ruscha picture. It's not a bad world, is it? Let's hear 433. And there we go. Sorry about that feedback stuff. I was moving around. You know, it just makes me sort of giddy with surprise that no matter what you do or how you think about it or how iconic it is, 433, when you actually do it, you give yourself 4 minutes and 33 seconds to wait and listen. It's still fucking amazing what you hear. No matter how many Pauline Oliveros hugs you've had into deep listening, as I have, and how attuned you think you are to the environment and the sounds of your environment, sometimes it really does take the necessity of stopping. Or not even stopping, just saying, yep, we're going to listen to 433. And then you just go on. And if you think about yourself as someone actually listening for those 4 minutes and 33 seconds, it's freaking amazing what you hear. This is electronic music for two pianos from 1964. I think I'm going to have to come to terms with something, and that is that I am addicted to angel dust. We're going to have to hear that one again. Experiences 2, 1944 to 45 and 48 is how I've written down when he composed this. We didn't hear the beginning in its full fluidity, so I'm going back. Proof of my addiction.
It is at moments after I have dreamed of the rare entertainment of your eyes, when being fooled It is at moments after I have dreamed of the rare entertainment of your eyes, at moments when the glassy darkness holds the genuine apparition of the smile. It was through tears always, and silence moulds such strangeness as was mine a little while. Moments when my once more illustrious arms are filled with fascination. Moments when my breast wears the intolerant brightness of your charms. One pierced moment whiter than the rest. One pierced moment whiter than the rest.
It's hard for me to recover from something like that, actually. Anna Clementi singing that one. That's on the volume. I don't know. Jeez. It totally wipes me out. John Cage's Voice and Piano. It was called Experiences 2 for Voice. That's on the disc, though, with Anna Clementi and Stefan Schleiermacher. And everybody, please remind me when I'm really belligerent and or really despondent, please throw that in my face. Yeah, so let's hear the end of Electric... I don't remember what the hell I was playing before that. Electronic music for two pianos. We got a couple of minutes left and then... Doesn't look like the next DJ's showing up, so I'll load up some stuff in here for you. Pierced moment, peculiar mouth. Thank you. Thanks for unwrinkling. Anna Clemente really got me going. 10:30. I'm loading up the iTunes. For some reason, what I loaded up 2 weeks ago is still in here, which leaves me with a couple of dubious paths to go with my thoughts, at least, and as far as TV and little ones. I'm just gonna pop it up. Pop it up. Pop it up.